Hey, good morning, my friends. Day 16, which is called Holy Grapes. And I tell the story of being in Israel, my friend's home, where I was about to pluck a grape off a vine in his backyard. And he was like, dude, you can't do this. The ground here is holy. You can't just snatch up a grape and eat it. And he went on to explain all the different parts of the Jewish agricultural laws pertaining to what's called Truma and Maser. Those grapes could be considered Orla, fruit during the first 3 years of growth, which according to the Torah, you're not allowed to harvest or consume. And you've got all of these laws that are referred to in Hebrew as the mitzvot hatzluyot ba'aretz, all the mitzvot that pertain to the land of Israel, because the land of Israel has holiness, has sanctity. The Talmud says that even avir da'aretz machkim, that even the air, the atmosphere is conducive to spiritual growth. And you feel it when you go. A lot of people tell me this, come back from their trip in Israel, they've just got that spiritual glow. And the question is, what do we have outside of Israel? So I spoke in the chapter about something in this week's parsha, Ki Tavo, and has to do with mitzvah bikurim, the mitzvah of the first fruits. And when the Jewish farmer living in Israel, when he eats his first fruits, he's supposed to bring them and make this whole declaration, thank you, God, for giving me all this amazing stuff. And it's really a way of expressing gratitude. Now, we don't have bikurim today, and we certainly, those of us living in the diaspora, don't have the mitzvah of Orla, of Shemitah, of letting the land lay fallow, of all of these rules and laws that make us spiritually sensitive to the land and feeling that spiritual glow when you're in Israel. But what we do have everywhere in the world, we have opportunities to express gratitude, and we have the little things in life. There are really no little things. I pointed this out in the chapter because I gave the example, like in the White House, that everything happens is mapped out, right? Nothing's left to chance. There's a whole protocol for everything because there's no such thing as anything small or little. We call certain things in life, like breathing or like just waking up in the morning, we call those little things, but those are the big things. And the question is, are we expressing gratitude? Because that's what it's about in Israel, those laws pertaining to the land of Israel. They're there to enable us to really be in amazement of some of the quote unquote little things. But we have food and we have clothing. Even in New York City, we have some beautiful nature. So, and what I encourage people to do, and I'm encouraging everyone during this 40-day challenge, is that before you pop some food into your mouth the next time, try to say a bracha. Express your gratitude before you are enjoying the food. Because the food we eat may not have the holy status of the food, let's say in Israel, of Bikurim, of Orla, but when you recite a blessing, you bring holiness into your everyday life. And this is incredibly important that we live this kind of life of amazement. And I gave on page 61 in the book, this is just the 40-day challenge book, I gave you a couple of the brachos there to say, shehakol niyeh bedvaro, which is a blessing that you make on literally almost everything, beverages and poultry and meat and chocolate. Vareh minei mezonot, God who creates various forms of sustenance, which we do over pastries or wheat products. Vareh pri hadamah, God who creates the fruit of the ground, that's for vegetables. Vareh pri ha'etz, God who creates the fruit of the trees, that we do that over fruit. It's a very powerful and simple way to bring God and holiness into our world. And just to give you a great quote from my new book, The Jewish Experience, I quote from the late and great Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel, who said famously, our goal should be to live life in radical amazement. Get up in the morning and look at the world in a way that takes nothing for granted. Everything is phenomenal. Everything is incredible. Never treat life casually. To be spiritual is to be amazed. And it's almost like living, it's a beautiful quote, right? It's almost like living like a child. Like you see a little kid, why do we love kids? It's not just because they're cute and just sweet to be around. It's that they look at everything in such amazement and wonder, and they're not cynical yet. You know, we become cynical. And the way to stay positive and uplifted is to not take the quote unquote little things for granted. One way, my friends, of doing that is to start reciting blessings. And you can just literally Google online if you didn't get those brachot or you don't have the book. Is to just Google online, go on Chabad.org or wherever, and just say blessings. What are the six blessings that we make before different items of fruit, of vegetables, of wheat, whatever it is, can make a huge, huge difference because there's truly nothing small or little.